Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We had a phenomenal response on Friday to Kevin Quaid and his wife Helena. Kevin has a thing called Lewy body dementia. He was diagnosed in his early 50s and he was due in here for 10 minutes and he spent the entire hour here with me between 10 and 11 on Friday, and there's been a huge response to that, which is available on podcast. If you, wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find that as an Opinion Line podcast. Very emotional discussion and a phenomenal response to it over the weekend. Helena, his wife, is also his carer, and they talked about their life and about dementia in general and about the different kinds of dementia. For example, Lewy body dementia. Kevin's memory is completely intact, but there are many other things, many other ways in which it affects him. Dementia takes many forms. Susan Crampton, you heard Kevin and Helena on Friday, and you wanted to talk to me about your late mum. Good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. My mom also had dementia. She was diagnosed back in 2010. She never really got a definitive diagnosis as such. We were told that she had mixed dementia. That would have been a combination of Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia. I believe Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia in Ireland, and vascular dementia would be the second most common. As her dementia progressed, the way it presented made it look more like it was actually vascular dementia. She had a heart condition. She had heart failure. The vascular dementia is caused by little mini strokes which she'd been having. The difference between, I suppose, Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia is that the progression of disease comes in steps with vascular dementia rather than a more gradual process. So it meant for us as a family that we were never really prepared for what was going to happen next, because the changes were often very, very quick. Yeah, so
very,
she moved
very
from,
sudden.
It could have been within a couple of weeks, things got worse very quickly. So for a couple of years after her diagnosis, we were supporting her to live in her own house. On her own. She wanted her independence. That was important to her. And it was important to us as well that she maintained her independence. And then she just started, you know, wandering off, and we were getting calls from the local Garda station that she'd been found distressed in the middle of the road. It was very distressing for us as well to hear that. And we realized then she couldn't stay in the house on her own. She couldn't be left alone. So she came to live with me ultimately. And that was good as well. From her point of view, at least the house was familiar to her. She was used to being in my house. She was used to me being around as well.
Was she, Susan, was she familiar with older things, older times, past memories?
Yeah, and the first, to be quite honest with you, her memory was bad when she was living on her own. But it was more the confusion about where she was, what day of the week it was. Her sense of direction went completely. So she, like, I suppose it's a bit of, you know, a bit of a cliche that in some ways that, you know, people with dementia remember all the old days and everything. And And she did do that, and we often chatted about, you know, our past and things that we used to like to. But she liked to talk about things that were happening now as well.
Yes.
Things that she observed. I think, you know, she'd be laughing at, you know, say Donald Trump on the TV or something like that. You know, Kevin was
very anxious to tell me on Friday all these cliches we have about dementia to try to forget them, because none of them actually apply in the real world. Yeah.
Absolutely. And yes, her memory did go, her day-to-day memory did go, but she was still capable of learning new things and remembering new things. So not long after, about a year after she was diagnosed, my dog died, and she remembered that had happened. And then I went to rescue, got another dog. And she met the dog, and then I was talking to her about the dog, and she'd completely forgotten about the dog. Mm. But like 3 years down the line, she knew that dog's name, and she knew everything about him.
Yeah.
So she was capable of learning things because there was an interaction there between her and the dog.
Isn't it strange, you know, the various different kinds of dementia and how it affects the brain in different ways? You're a member of the Dementia Carers Campaign Network, and I know that you're big on the Understand Together symbol, Susan. What's that?
Right, so that's a symbol that, you know, businesses, you know, shops, restaurants, banks can show to show that their staff have had the training and are aware of dementia. And that they can be open and helpful to people living with dementia.
Mm. Is this so that in a shop, a person might get a couple of minutes extra, or there'd be an understanding if a person is confused or something?
Exactly. So the Understand Together initiative has training resources available. So that people, you know what to do when they suspect maybe that somebody has dementia and that they're struggling. From my own point of view, when when I was with my mom, say, it was important to both of us that we got out. And sometimes the only way I could get out to go to the shops was to bring her with me anyway. Although she, you know, it was good for her to get out too. So you can't leave I couldn't leave my mother on her own in the house, for fear she'd wander off or come to harm. And, you know, there were a couple of local supermarkets we could go to. There was one I completely avoided because there was always a sense that was being rushed, everything just literally thrown at us.
Mm. And that would confuse her more.
Whatever. And then there was the other supermarket where the checkout assistant would say hello to her, display a bit of patience, talk to her, interact with her, and that made all the difference to me as well.
Okay. She passed. No, her name was Anne. She passed in 2017. Sorry for your loss, Susan, and glad to speak with you on the program. We learned so much from Kevin and Helena on Friday, and we've learned more there now from Susan. There are no two people the same, if you like, when it comes to dementia, but that. Just that little bit of understanding, just that moment to care and say, we get it. Take your time.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.